Sup? I'm resting and I'm just thinking out loud. Cue music. What's up, guys? Today we are going to be reading true stories of creepy encounters on Reddit. Now, you guys can actually find me on Reddit. It's U-R-S-T-E-I-N. The T-E-I-N are all lowercase than X-O-X-O. And so, that's where you can find me on Reddit. So, yeah, let's get into these creepy encounters. Alright, so this first one is called Homeless Duo Chases Me to My Uber by DeHast is who the story is from. So let's click on it, check it out. Okay. Hey, guys. Recently, I've been eating up the stories on L&M, which is Let's Not Meet. This is the Reddit that all the stories are on. And naturally, some of them jogged my memory. and I posted a childhood story, but after posting it, I felt it was too personal and decided to remove it. I tried to with a throwaway first, but there are post restrictions, so whatever. Anyway, I just remembered another story that happened very recently, probably at the end of last year or the beginning of 2019. So, fairly recent for this person. It's a little more impersonal, well, relatable, so I feel it fits in here just fine. For you to imagine the environment taking place here, I am a 26-year-old male, and I live in this place called Belo Horizonte, my state's capital in Brazil. It's roughly as big as Chicago, not counting the metro area. It's also a very vertical place, so no yards or open spaces at all, especially where we are. I was talking on the phone to a female friend from Serbia who lives here. We were thinking of a beer app we wanted to develop back then, which has since been dropped, and decided to meet up for a beer to discuss our business plan. We met in a major building downtown and began looking for a bar to sit down. This building is very interesting. Edificio Maleta. Yeah. It has dozens of units per floor and two ground floors filled with shops, bars, and restaurants. And throughout the years, it has been the home for prostitutes, drug dealers, artists, university students, and people who were starting over with their lives. Nowadays, it's mostly artists and students, so it has gained new life. I digress. We decided on a bar that was outside next to one of the smaller streets that connected the new and shiny CBD to old downtown. No alleys or anywhere to run here, as all buildings used to be built right next to each other. We're drinking our beer from an improvised jar. I think it was a blender cup, lol. And talking about our app when two guys approach the table. It's very common for homeless people, street vendors, and artists to approach the tables in Brazil because they're usually outside, and most places won't burden the bartenders with the job of shooing them away. Downtown is especially annoying in this regard because there are just so many of them. You get used to it, though. So I didn't think much of these two guys. One of them was really tall, maybe 6 feet. That's tall for us Brazilians, you guys, wearing a beat-up tuxedo with an old-timey hat. The other was my height, 5'8", really skinny and dressed in oversized Uncle Dave button-up shirt and an oversized Uncle Dave button-up shirt and oversized plaid pants. My Brazilian stereotype radar instantly pointed to homeless, wants money for drugs, probably high, be short. Before anyone calls me out on the assumptions, Belo Horizonte's homeless shelters currently have plenty of vacancies. Usually the people who roam the streets can't use them because there's a strict no drugs rule. So he started telling one of the usual sob stories, usually the bus money to return to their hometown, or that they don't want money but food, or just some sense so he can buy a Coke can. But I honestly wasn't really feeling patient that day, and my friends and I were talking English. So I didn't want to get interrupted and mix up the languages For those of you who are bilingual, I'm sure you can understand it can be a bit hard to switch mid-conversation, so I briskly said no thanks without looking at the guy and kept talking in English to my friend to show him I was busy with something else. The guy sat down, which startled us, and said, "Hey, you should be more polite to people on the streets. You never know who they might be. I didn't ask for you to give me anything. I just wanted you to hear me out." Incredulous, I looked at him and apologized. It's common for people to beg. It's not common for them to sit down less than a foot away from you, pointing their finger at your face. "You were rude. You were just so rude. You were barely even looking at me," he said. Then he threw his fist on the table really hard, and people around us started looking. "You people are just so heartless. We're invisible. Someone should teach you a lesson. Look at that shirt of yours. You must be some playboy from the CBD region." Bleepin' bleeps. This is a clean podcast. Yeah. sort of clean. I mean, "Why do you even come to drink here? You should be somewhere where the waiter wipes your butt after you're done crapping yourself." And he kept talking and talking and talking. My Serbian friend knows Portuguese enough to understand things, but she barely speaks it as she's embarrassed. She's also from somewhere else, so she started getting really scared. I was afraid too, just looking at them wide-eyed and not really knowing how to react. I used his pauses to say sorry and that I didn't mean to be rude, but he was unstoppable at this point. I felt like a punch was coming. The skinny guy kept egging him on and getting closer. Finally, two waiters came over and told them to back off, that they couldn't bother the customers and that they were being intrusive. The skinny guy backed off with his hands up, but the tux guy just got up, still looking at me, like he wouldn't give up that easily. They were shunned away by one of the waiters. I thanked the other one for helping us out, and we had a couple more sips of beer. The other waiter returned and said he was worried the two guys might come back, and that we should probably think about closing the tab and leaving. I agreed. He went inside to get the check, and we followed him. We paid and asked for an Uber. My friend asked the waiter if we could wait inside with him. 5 minutes later, the Uber pulls up in front of our bar. In front of the bar. We check the plate. It's him. We start walking out, and as soon as we're on the sidewalk, we look to the left, and sure enough, the two homeless people are right there. Tux guy had a metal bar in his hand, and the skinny one had one of his hands on his back. I freaked out and ushered my friend hurriedly into the Uber. We got inside, locked the door, and told the driver the homeless guys were after us and to pull off. Tux guy proceeded to get at the window next to my friend and punched it really hard. I thought he was going to break it. He kept screaming, and we couldn't even understand him anymore. At that moment, the Uber driver, my hero, walked out of the car and began yelling as hard as he could that it was his car and that he'd beat them up so bad if they broke anything. He began pushing Tux guy, ignoring the metal bar completely and telling him to back off. to back off, or he'd run them over if he got the chance. Tuck's guy put his arms down and said he didn't know it was his car, and that we were two really mean people he needed to teach a lesson to. Bear in mind, my poor friend didn't do anything to them. The driver checked the window, got in the car, and we drove off. I apologized for what happened, and he said it was okay. It wasn't our fault. We got to my neighborhood, and everything was fine after that. So, a few notes for people who think of visiting Brazil. 1. Fortunately, this isn't very common. This was the first and last time I had to deal with lunatics like this. There are some drug users who come for money, but they're harmless, albeit a little depressing. 2. I still go to the beer gardens. I just love beer and being outside. But I went back to saying no thanks in a more polite and approachable manner because obviously being short didn't work out. I'm not a mean person for not giving these guys money. Some people who haven't been to Brazil think we're heartless for almost never giving out money or paying for food and drinks, but big city life here comes with being harassed all day, every day for stuff, and if we gave something out to everyone that walked past us, we wouldn't have anything ourselves. The last time I paid for a kid's meal, he had 2 bites of it and left, because he actually wanted money. So, I just don't care anymore. Lastly, tuxedo guy, let's never meet again. Alright, so this next story is called Dude in My Backyard by ColoBirdie85. So, a few nights ago, I got up to use the bathroom and was headed outside for a smoke afterward, only to find some dude in my backyard pacing back and forth at the back wall like he couldn't figure out how to get back out of the yard. The entire backyard has a cinder block wall around it, as is common in my city, with 2 gates, one leading right into the alley where there are dumpsters, and one that leads back to the street/front yard. He had to have come through one of them. He looked too drunk/high to have climbed the nearly 6-foot block wall. It was like the house wasn't even there, and me being half asleep just stood by the back door and watched him as he walked the length of the yard several times before going around the side of the house and back out the gate that led to the street/my front yard. So, dude who got in my backyard in the middle of the night, let's not meet. Alright, so this next one is called Security Guards Are Supposed to Protect People, Not Stalk Them, by Baby Mum Max 3. So, let's read this. So, first time poster here on mobile, you know the rest. TDLR at the bottom. So, I'm female, 23 now. In this story, I was 21 with a 4-month-old baby. He's mine, and he's 2 now. I'm about 5'9", a bit overweight, and have social anxiety around new people. I went with my sister, 26, 5 feet tall, to her work as she worked at a very nice restaurant in a shopping center. And we went straight there for her 6 p.m. start after being in the city all day collecting money for a cat rescue. I'm just chilling out, eating good food, and binging on Reddit. When I decided I want a smoke. I know, bad habit. So, I pack up the kidlet and let my sister know I'm going out to the car park to have a smoke as she passes through the dining area. The car park was about 70 minutes away from the restaurant, had good lighting, and because it was so late, I could hang around near the doors. This is where it gets creepy. The security guard was doing his rounds. About my height, and Indian, not a racist, but most of my experience with Indians in particular have not been very good. It's probably just those types of people, like their personalities, not... It can't always be based on the color of their skin, you know, it's just the type of people you meet. And it really can be anyone with any skin color. He decides to check on me. That's cool. That's cool, man. I'm just having a smoke. The conversation went something like this. Okay, I don't need to read that. How you doing? You okay? I'm pretty good. Just waiting for my sister to get off work.
Good, good. Your baby, very cute baby.
I have 4 at home.
You got husband?
Yeah, he's my baby. That's good. I have a fiance. Complete lie, I was 100% single, but he was already making me anxious.
I can be husband. I look after baby for you. I look after you.
No thanks. I'm sure your wife wouldn't appreciate that.
No, no wife. Love baby. Wife will love you. You come home with me.
And then she finished her smoke. And she moved further away from him each second. No thanks, I'm going now. He then follows me inside. I go all around the mostly closed shopping center, hoping to lose him in Kohl's. I lost him for about 5 seconds, but Kohl's had shut for the night. The only place left open was my sister's work, so I went back there, even though I didn't want him to know where I was. As I was about to walk into the restaurant, I saw him coming up the escalator. He was still watching me. I take the last 2 steps towards the hostess, who happened to be the owner's daughter, and told her what was going on. At this point, the security guard is standing in front of the restaurant, still staring at me. The hostess takes me to a semi-secluded booth and goes to talk to her dad about the situation. As she's gone, creepy security guard came into the dining area, searched for me, and then came and sat in my booth. Way too close to me and my child.
How old are you? I want to ravish you, pretty woman. You be mother to my babies. We make cute babies.
At this point, it was very clear that I was very uncomfortable. He still made it worse.
Don't worry, I security. I protect you and baby.
He's reaching across the table with one hand now. The other hand is reaching towards my pram. I'm frozen. I don't care about the hand near me. I'm watching the other one. Nobody touches my baby. I'm about to snap. Go full mama bear mode when the owner, who is in his 40s or 50s, is 6 foot something, big wide build, of the restaurant steps in asking if there's a problem. Is there a problem here? English is not his native language, but he gets the point across. His English skills deteriorate when he gets angry. Important soon.
No, no problem. Just talking to my lovely lady.
This is a customer. Has she done something wrong?
No, never. She my lady, see?
We're going to get married. Grins creepily, the silent warning to play along is etched into his face. Finding comfort in R.O. present, please, just leave me alone. I just want to eat my dinner.
Haha, funny lady. See, we joke.
I don't know you. Please leave me alone.
She says she wants you to leave now. She's just messing. She loved me. I'd be waiting for you, my pretty lady.
He leaves at the point. R.O. makes sure I'm okay and moves me to the employee's break room and fills my sister in. 2 hours later, and my sister has finished her shift, we pack up and head to the car. SG appears out of nowhere. He was actually waiting for me.
I take pretty lady and baby home now. Come on, pretty lady. We go home.
Like an angel steps out from his car, R.O. steps out from his car right behind SG.
She's going home with her sister. No, pretty lady mine. She come home with me.
Get in car. Take care of this. I take care of this. So we get in the car and go home. Found out the next day from my sister that her boss had physically restrained SG because he went to grab my arm as I was getting in the car, and then got him fired and permanently banned from that shopping center. Creepy security dude. Let's not meet. TDLR, creepy security guard follows 20-year-old and 4-month-old around almost abandoned shopping center and tries to grab them while they're leaving. Wow. Alright, and this next one is called Mad Girl on Facebook When I Was 14 Years Old by JokerMyths00. When I created a Facebook account, I would just add any person, knowing those rules of not adding / talking to strangers. And that's that. I would never talk to them, nor to me. However, I found a girl that was practically 2 years older than me. And obviously I added her not because she was cute or something that would outstand her, just because of my stupidity. By mere coincidence, she lived in the same city as me, named V. I'm not sure how we started to talk to each other. That became routinary. No matter how many hours we spent, soon I saw that V had feelings, even when we had around 3 months of knowing each other. But it was not enough to know her completely. We never met each other, just chat or video chat. One day, she started to ask me if I ever had a girlfriend or a... I'm just gonna put it as... serious relationship. And I answered no. Then V confessed he had feelings for me. V confessed that she had feelings for me and that she would like to know me in person. It was weird at the time, being just kids / teenagers. Anyway, I answered back, putting her into the friend zone. And V completely changed her personality.
How can you be so stupid to reject me like that?
Followed with telling me that there was no one like her that would have something for me. After a while, she did not answer back. V sent a message, followed with an income video chat, and I picked up. Obviously, what I saw is the reason why I say this, and I'm not writing this right now. Let's not meet. Never. There she was, with a haggard look. In the message she sent, said something like this: I'm still high, Sorry for my appearance. Back to the video chat. She raised her left arm, still holding a cold stare at me, showing me a big cut running through her forearm.
Look what I can do for you. Is enough?
Asked me while she cried uncontrollably. Without any doubt, I closed everything. I felt guilty but disgusted at the same time. Now that I think about it, what happened years ago while writing this, she was pretty messed up. And I should have noticed that when we talked for the first time in video chat. Months after what happened, a friend of mine asked me if I knew V while we were on a trip, which I said no. And my friend said this, 'cause she told me she knows you. And I didn't say anything while I changed the subject. Since we live in the same city, I hope to never meet her in person. Not even looking at each other. It was weird, to not say traumatic, since you will never know what kind of messed up people you are going to meet. Alright, those were some creepy stories of creepy encounters by real life people that happened to real life people on Reddit. And again, I said I'm on Reddit and my username is URSTEINXOXO. That's RSTEINXOXO. And well, that's all we have for now. And I hope you guys don't meet any creepy people like that security guard. Oh my gosh, who just wants to, like, he barely even knew the girl. I mean, come on. Barely even knew her. Just, like, wanted to take her home based off the fact that she was pretty. Come on. Like, let alone the fact that he was low-key stalking her. And, well, I just hope that nothing like that ever happens to any of you guys. So, you guys just have a great day, have a great life, have a great whatever. And I'll see you next episode. Bye!